Sam, congratulations on another outstanding contribution at a personal level last night, and it clearly was a breakthrough night for the Blues. If we could just go back to that call, and I think you would have heard it, Jed Lamb on James Sicily. How planned is this when a player goes out and there is going to be niggle and it's going to be persistent and it's designed to rile the opposition player?
Thanks. First of all, thanks for having me, guys. Firstly, you got to understand that Sicily's played a very big role in the way that the Hawthorns played their footy, and he's a significant player that we have to show some respect to. And I think that's part of the game. If you get that sort of attention, it's a more of a leg up for you to say that you're playing well enough that we've had to put some time in it to stop your influence on the game. So I don't think anything that Lambie did was against the rules or anything like that, and it's just something that players just have to deal with when they're playing good footy.
Sam, congratulations on the win last night, and thank you for joining us. We played a little clip on Channel 7 last night before the game, an inner sanctum look at Brendan Bolton, talking about reward for effort and wanting to see you guys enjoy a win and sing the song and have that real smiles on your faces. How hard has it been, given this year at times has been a really tough year, to still keep that excitement and that belief that you're going to get something out of this year? Because in the end, wins and losses do add up, and unfortunately losses do add up to the psyche a little bit.
Yeah, it does. It's been important for us to keep that drive and that expectation that we want to win games, and we put ourselves in really good positions throughout the year to have a win in the last quarter and have messed it up for a variety of reasons. So to get that reward for the amount of effort that our young group's put in this year was really pleasing last night. But in terms of keeping up the enthusiasm for the year, it's, for such a young group, although we've been losing, we've been showing some key signs of improvement to the way we play our footy, and it's through those losses that we've been able to learn and grow, and we just had to put that in play, and hopefully last night was a step towards resurrecting our last quarters where we've been losing them.
Sam, it must be exciting for you to see the development of these young guys, knowing that the future does look good. And one I hadn't seen a lot of until last night and was really impressed was Jared Pickett. He can play, that kid.
Yeah, it's been great throughout the year. I think with the rising stars we've had and seeing even their development from the start of the year to now, it's been really good to watch. And Jared Pickett, he's come across from GWS and shown glimpses throughout the year that he's got a lot of talent. And last night he put a pretty good game together. And the thing I love about him, he's got a lot of pace and he's really strong over the ball. So it's another exciting player coming through the ranks for us, which is really good.
A player at the other end of his career, Dale Thomas. Any clearer yet if he'll play on next year?
I wouldn't have a clue, to be honest. Probably not the right person to be asking with. I reckon a straight-ask question to Daisy or Soss would give you a better answer than to me.
You think he's playing like he should?
Yeah, he's been playing some good footy, and throughout the year, I think he's slowly improved after a full pre-season, and it's just great to see him out there enjoying his footy.
Sam, Tim just asked you right at the start about the tactics of Jed Lamb on James Sicily. Have you experienced anything like that? And from the games I've watched, they haven't got stuck into you as much as I almost thought they need to, given your importance to that Carlton setup and your use of halfback and your intercept marking. Have you felt more and more teams trying to put some defensive time into you, or are they still just letting you do whatever you want to do?
For a lot of the year they have. Last night I got a bit of a free rein, which is nice. But teams tend to lock down on a halfback flank these days because of the importance and the way that you can set up the ground and your group. But in terms of the physical nature of it, I think what you find is if you retaliate and you give back, then that just fuels the fire more for the bloke that you're playing on. So I think that's what happened last night. Is Lambie kept getting a bit of fuel from Sicily's reaction, so if you're going to get that, you'll keep going, I reckon.
And Sam, you had the 30-year reunion last night for your 1987 Premiership team, and I believe you had lunch with them during the week, and then they did the lap of honour last night, and you guys gave them a really good ovation as they came past you at the lock at the Rewald end, or Locket end, I think it was, last night. Must have been great to have them guys around and teach the young guys a bit of history about your club.
Yeah, it was great. Obviously, the lunch yesterday, we got to sit down and have a chat to a fair few of them, and it's always good with the proud history that Carlton has to see them guys back around the footy club. We see a few of them fairly regularly, but not all of them, so it was great to see them all, and to stop during our warm-up and get in a line and give them a clap while they went around to us, it just shows the significance of what they did, and winning premierships is pretty hard, so that group that won it under some pretty harsh conditions is the way that Carlton brand of footy, that's what we've sort of modelled ours on, so to see them there and to have them there for the win was really significant for us.
Did you make sure a couple of the younger boys perhaps stayed away from them after the game and maybe didn't go and catch up socially with them after last night's terrific win? Because the few of the boys, the old boys, that is, were well on their way. They'd had a good evening.
Oh, I think they'd had a few good days in a row, I reckon. They might have taken it back to the 1987 post-grand final days. They've been enjoying themselves, as they should. It was a terrific effort for what they did, and they get to celebrate it every year from then on.
Of course, that was a win over Hawthorn in that grand final, Sam. Things haven't been so good for the Blues against the Hawks in recent years, and you were 12 years old when Carlton last had a win against the Hawks. What have they done to you in your experience that has made it so difficult for Carlton to be successful against them?
I think they've just been a champion team, and the way they play their footy has been pretty unbelievable for a long stretch of time. We just haven't been able to get the results. I think we got close a few times and missed out. And then the last few years, I played in the 138-point loss a couple of years ago, which was not one of my most fondest football memories. But for our group to get over that line and you talk about the 12 years, it is pretty significant. And to be able to get a young group to get over that and to break the hoodoo was really good for us.
Terrific, Sam. Good to have a chat with you again, and we look forward to seeing lots more of you and talking to you on future occasions as well. Well done to you and the Blues.
No worries. Thanks, guys, for having me.